This is a CK to Z news update. The Connected Coast project has begun its construction phase with the arrival of the cable-laying ship Campac Valor, a key element in delivering high-speed internet to nearly 140 remote communities in British Columbia. The ship will be placing subsea fiber optics cable along more than 3,400 kilometers of coastal BC. According to a press release from the provincial government, the coastal subsea network will be one of the longest in the world, reaching all the way to Haida Gwaii and around Vancouver Island. City West Telecommunications is managing and implementing the $45.4 million project in partnership with the Strathcona Regional District. Dino Tsakonis, Cortes Island resident and regional manager for City West, spoke about the significant moment.
The ship did come from Europe. And it had to come through the Panama Canal and all that stuff. So it's finally here. So that's a huge milestone. But yeah, it's in Kemp River now and it's getting loaded up and it's going to start laying fiber between Vancouver all the way up to Prince Rupert. Of course, Cortes Island is one of the places that it's going to stop. And we're going to be connected in four places, actually. Seaford, Clahoose, and Mansons, and Welltown. It's going to come out of the water at four different spots. So it's amazing when you think about communications. So we're going to definitely have some of the best stuff you can imagine, really, when you think about it.
On Cortes Island, last-mile construction of infrastructure connecting local homes to the future network was scheduled for this fall.
It's been delayed by at least 8 weeks. It's due to supply chain. And a lot of that's got to do with the coronavirus, because a lot of materials were put aside to build whatever it is, masks or ventilators or what have you, right? So there's a hard time getting products like conduit. It's a big project. We're fibering the whole island. And they've been doing this in other communities as well, of course. So, and we have to keep the crew working, right? Because there's like a couple crews they have going and we can't bring them all down here and then have not enough materials to actually do the whole island, right? So it's been delayed now till January, but that's fine. It's still happening.
And I think all the supply chains are affected, so that's not surprising.
Yeah, for sure.
Does that actually give people more time to sign up if anyone hasn't?
Yeah, if you haven't signed up already, definitely do so. You know, you want to do it when it's free, right? And then it also gives the planning team that ability to say, hey, we need to bring it to this person, right? Definitely sign up. Because if you don't, then you're not on the list and you could be left out. Then you got to pay after because the crew has to come back.
Most Cortes residents have already jumped on the opportunity.
I think we're at 92 or 93% sign up right now. Yeah, so we're doing very well.
I read that the subsea fiber optics cable will be placed in an environmentally friendly manner.
Yes.
Do you know more about that?
I can't speak directly to that, although this has been done so many times across the whole world. Like the world is literally, if you think about like when you make a little elastic band ball, fiber optics is literally doing that right now across the world. So they know exactly how to do it. So it's definitely going to be environmentally safe. And it's been proven already.
It literally hugs the bottom of the ocean.
Correct. Yes. It hugs the bottom of the ocean and it's heavy enough that it stays there and all the wildlife is just fine with it being there. And then when it comes out of the ocean, you know, it's secured properly so it doesn't, move and create any kind of disturbance when it first comes out of the ocean. It's really exciting for us to be able to get this opportunity to have fiber optics on Cortes Island and surrounding islands. It's going to be coming to the other islands as well. Demmin, Hornby, Quadra, a bunch of other places. So yeah, this is a awesome thing for us.
Could you take a moment just to say what is the difference in quality or where that difference in quality comes from as compared to what we have available now?
Well, I mean, fiber optics is not affected by weather or storms or anything like that. And that's just something that we typically always get out here. So we've been dependent on wireless communications, right? There's degradation there. As soon as you have a big storm, you have, you know, crazy weather, your communications gets slowed down. But that's not the same with fiber optics. And with this new system, we're going to get like up to 1,000 megabits per second. So for $140, you can get 1,000 megabits down. It's ridiculous to think, right, that we can have that type of opportunity here. So, yeah, we should be really happy about what's going to be happening in the next 6 months here.
And so I know that projections can change, but currently, do you have an estimate for when people will actually be able to come online?
Yeah, I'm just going to say summer because the project's going to take 4 to 6 months, probably around 6 months to finalize, right? So if we start in January, so let's just say summer. You know, we try to keep everyone updated and it's going to continue to happen, especially when the crews come here. Everyone's going to be super happy to see those people at their door. So we're just going to have to hold on a little bit and we're going to start the project in January.
The Connected Coast project was announced in 2018 and is scheduled for completion in 2023. It aims to bring high-speed internet connectivity to some 139 rural and remote coastal communities, 48 of which are indigenous. You've been listening to an interview with Dino Tsakonas, Regional Manager for City West, about the Connected Coast project update.